Well, it's day 19 and we are still traveling to orbit, a new orbit. This week is, it's kind of interesting in the gaming universe right now. We're kind of at a point where there's going to be a lot of games dropping. There's been a lot of betas dropping for games, a lot of other things to play other than Destiny. Destiny's been taking up a lot of my time, that and Hearthstone, but now there's a lot of other games that are coming out. Halo 5 comes out in 2 weeks. I'm really excited for that. I'm excited for its multiplayer. I'm excited for Warzone. And I'll probably be talking a lot about Halo here also. Even though this is a Destiny thing, I'm going to talk about a lot of the games that I play. So if you don't like that, I apologize. Halo's a really good game. I really enjoyed the story of Halo. I'm looking forward to the multiplayer. I enjoyed the beta a lot. Seems like there's a lot of good balance in it. It'll be a nice change from Destiny. Instead of being getting a fix-it Felix hammer in the face in Crucible, there's not going to be any of that. I'm sure there's going to be some things that they need work on, but not going to have any problems like that. Hopefully. We'll see. In 2 weeks. Okay, so tomorrow. Tomorrow is the 13th. That means Iron Banner starts tomorrow. This is the first time I'm actually excited about Iron Banner. A lot of the gear looks really, really cool. I'm excited to get in there and just have that stuff start dropping. See if I'm able to rank up to level 5. I don't think I've ever even ranked up to level 1 during any of the Iron Banners over the last year, just because I was never interested in it. I didn't like multiplayer at all. It's starting to grow on me now. I've been playing a lot of Rift, and I've been kind of trying to get better. Instead of just running into encounters and dying all the time, I've been actually making a conscious effort in order to improve my game. And I'm doing okay. I mean, I'm still getting smoked some games by really good players. And other games I've been doing pretty good. You know, getting some games, I get more than 20 kills, and that's huge for me. So if I get more than 8 kills, I'm like excited. So I'm excited for that to drop. New gear, something new to look forward to. PvE side, just been kind of winding down. We tried doing the raid this weekend and big problem. Oh, sorry, air hatch opened. Gotta close that before all the oxygen gets sucked out of this ship. Kind of had a rough go with our raid this weekend. Kind of lost a lot of my patience and just kind of it was pretty bad. I'm glad we don't record those things, because then I'd feel like an idiot afterwards listening to myself. But we were able to get some of it done, get through some of the content. Still haven't gotten up to Oryx yet, but I mean, it'll happen. I'm not in too big of a hurry, because once that happens, it's just going to be running the raid over and over again. So at least there's still some excitement that, yeah, this is going to be the first time that we're going to do it. So I know there's a lot of people out there like, I can't believe you haven't done the raid yet, new Gigad Scrub and what. I don't really care. I'll do it when I get to it. Not in a huge hurry to do it. But one thing that I did want to talk about, the main thought I had for day 19, is that they really need to do something about the solar super from the Titans. Okay, these hammers, I don't mind the hammers. I don't mind that they can throw 68 hammers. I don't mind how the hammers have such a big blast area that they destroy you no matter where you are. I don't care that they travel really fast and it seems like hammer time is up for a really long time. I don't mind that at all. The thing I do mind about the Titans' new super is that they have so much damage resistance that it's ridiculous. So anything else, like Blade Dancers are fine. If I see a Blade Dancer coming at me, I know if I try and focus fire on the Blade Dancer, there's a chance that I can kill the Blade Dancer before it gets to me. No big deal. I accept that. Most of the time I die. You know, I don't get too frustrated. When a Hammer Bro pops his super, and you know, I run up to him, two-shot him with a shotgun in the back, then have to punch him twice, and I still die, that's overpowered. Like, that's the problem I have with this super. Everything else can stay the same. The same, you know, cooldown, the same length, the same amount of hammers. I don't care about that. But they need to tune down the damage resistance, because it's way too high. I mean, if you need Celestial Nighthawk on a golden gun to take him down, it's too much. There's no balance at all in that. you know, every other super that anyone has, you know, they can be taken down just as easily with a sniper, with a shotgun, with a well-placed rocket. But Fix-It Felix cannot. Fix-It Felix will go on fixing things. He'll fix the whole map, being shot at with snipers, being attacked by swords, being shot by sleeper simulant. Warsat will drop on him and he'll still survive. Tanix can appear right on him in the corridor and he'll still survive. Skolas can stomp on him. He'll make it out. He can jump on top of Atheon and slam hammers on Atheon's head, and Atheon can stomp and he'll still survive. Who else has stomps? Most of the enemies have stomps. Warpriest, I think, has a stomp. No one ever gets too close to the Warpriest. But, I mean, if you can survive all that, it's just too much. I mean, that part needs to be tuned down and it'll be fine. A lot of the complaining will go away. I'm really surprised that it's still been this long and they haven't done anything about it. When they find out that they could throw, you know, tons of hammers by repeatedly spamming, you know, four buttons, they're like, yeah, we'll get on that, we'll change it. But now, especially with all the feedback, but I don't think the feedback from the forums is good feedback, because you just have people complaining about it and not really offering solutions. And that's my solution. You reduce the damage reduction that he has. I don't even know why he has that much damage reduction. I'm pretty sure it's probably a mistake that he has that much. If they would have tested it in that way, they would have realized that that's way too much. He gets away with... Yeah, he's able to absorb so much damage and still throw hammers that it doesn't make sense. So that's what they need to do. Reduce that damage, get rid of it, and we'll be good. And that's really like the majority of the stuff that I have to say about Destiny this week. I mean, it didn't really do much. I got in a lot of games of Rift and Control. And it helps that I'm probably playing with some pretty good players that, you know, they definitely take up a lot of the slack that I'm causing on the team, because I'm not the best. But, I mean, I'm having fun. I'm learning the maps. And I think that's a huge part of it, is learning where to be in the maps, where the lanes are, where the sniper lanes are, where the good spots are to hide, you know, and recharge. And I just haven't played enough to even know most of the maps. I mean, we played on, what's the map? Firebase, Delphi? No, it's the first map that you play on. It was like in the beta. And it's on Mars, and it's one of the really, really big maps. And we were playing Control, and this map is just way too big, you know, for a Control. It needs to be like a big team battle map. Everything else is just takes way too long to find anybody, way too long for engagements to happen. So you're just on your Sparrow. I think that's one of the, well, no, there's the other map on the moon that you can also pull your Sparrow out, but map's just too big. It needs to stop. So I've been still collecting a lot of Grimoire cards, trying to get those calcified fragments, but not in too big of a hurry, because, I mean, all the quests are winding down. Sleeper Simulant, well, I guess there's, first of all, for the Saber Strike, there's a way to get under the map in the Saber Strike, so you can stand under the Warsat. And you can totally skip the Warsat phase, which is fine by me, because I hate that phase. I'm going to use it until they patch it. I'm sure if someone hears about it, they'll patch it right away, no big deal. But I'm going to use it until they patch it, because that part of the Saber Strike is stupid. And it's pointless, and it's very frustrating. It's not too bad when you're just on a regular Heroic Strike, but anytime it's for something like, you know, it's light level 290 or 300 for this special heroic quest that you need to complete. It's just ridiculous. There's way too many snipers and they spawn too quick and it's just dumb. So I'm going to skip it, and I don't really feel bad about it. So, you know, I bet they'll patch that probably before they reduce the, how much damage a Titan can absorb when he's in his super. Cause that's just kind of the way that Bungie's been prioritizing things. So, this week, I actually played a lot of the new Star Wars Battlefront beta, which was really nice. It was really fun. It's definitely a dice game. It feels a lot like Battlefield. The movement's the same. The graphics are really impressive, though. It looks really nice. It looks true to the Star Wars universe. It's a really fun game. The beta ends tomorrow, so they extended it one day. It was supposed to end today, but they're going to go one more day. Maybe I'll play a little bit of that tonight before I go start Iron Banner tomorrow morning. But, I mean, it's a fun game. Being able to fly around the ships and, you know, get all these other different weapons that you can call in and you can grab and bring them into the battlefield, it adds a whole new dimension to gameplay. And I've always wanted something a little bit more in Crucible, and maybe it's just because I don't play it enough, and I probably shouldn't be complaining because I haven't spent too much time in it, but it just seems like it's so, I don't know, there's not a lot of variety. I mean, there's so many different guns, right, that you can get, but, I mean, you just seem to see, like, the same guns over and over again, the same loadouts, shotgun, and it's just, it gets kind of old, and it gets kind of boring after a couple games. I mean, it's fun when you win, it's fun when you go on good streaks, but it just, yeah, well, plus, well, I guess I could go into a large list of complaints against the Crucible, but they need to do a better job of matching teams up by their, how good their connection is. I mean, there's a lot of games we went up, and five of the six people that on their team are red barring. And they're just creating so much lag, and they're jumping all over the place, through walls, in walls, you're shooting them, they're not dying. All of a sudden, you die, and they're like halfway across the map already, and it's super frustrating even playing those matches. And that's probably one of the reasons why there's not really a ranking system in Destiny. Because they know that these things happen so often that they can never get like quality stats. Because you could be some of the best teams, and then you go up against a team of red bars, and you're just going to get destroyed because you have no idea where they are in the code. And they're like the Matrix, glitching all over the place, causing deja vu, and, you know, they're changing code on you, and all of a sudden you're losing ammo. You don't really lose ammo, but it's just, it's terrible playing against teams like that, because you never feel like you're getting a fair encounter. You know, if they come up to you, it's either they've already got two shots into you before they even clear the wall, or you don't even see them and you die, or all of a sudden they just stand there, stutter-stepping, and you're blasting them in the face, and they don't die at all. And you don't even know where they're at on their screen, but for some reason it prioritizes their, you know, it takes their information, depending on who the host is, and you're just, even though your whole team has green bars, you're still getting destroyed by these guys. And you can offer feedback, but I don't know if that feedback is taken into account as greatly as it should be. I mean, because there's a lot of things you can, you know, you can report them for cheating, for being disrespectful, whatever. But, you know, when you report bad connection, it's over off in the green zone. So it's like, oh, it's just a mild infraction that they have a bad connection. When really that's one of the biggest, you know, things that affects the game is their connection. If they don't have a good connection, it's not going to be an enjoyable game. Like, you know, if they're cheating, that's fine. Or if they're being disrespectful, it's the other team. You can't hear them anyway, so it doesn't matter. Like, is it a bigger deal that they're teabagging your corpse? Or is it a bigger deal that they have a terrible connection and the game is almost unplayable and unfun because there's no way that you can shoot these guys? It's the connection issue for me. And it makes it even worse when they're Sunbreakers. Are they called Sunbreakers? No, they're not called Sunbreakers, are they? The Gauntlets are Sunbreakers. Whenever they're going all fix it Felix on the map, fixing all the things, you know, they're glitching all over the place. You can't shoot them anyway. You're dead before you even hear the thing pop, and it's just really frustrating. And some of those things need to be changed, and they need to be addressed. But, you know, we'll see what happens in Iron Banner. Iron Banner, I suspect that there are going to be teams of six Titans rolling with their hammers of soul, throwing hammers all over the places, just picking back off of each other. You know, one will throw, they'll get their supers up, one will go, drop orbs, everyone will pick it up behind them. Another person will go, drop orbs, pick it up behind them, and they're just going to be piggybacking supers all the time, which is, you know, it's not a bad idea, but it's going to be really frustrating for the other team. I'm interested to see what the average light level is going to be. I mean, I know there's people that have light levels that are pretty up there, 309, 308. So I'm at 301 right now with the loadout that I have, but I wonder how many levels are going to make a difference. Will I be able to damage someone that's at 307, or is there a cutoff? Is it like a 3 light level difference between how well you're going to do and how bad you're going to be? So we'll see. Also playing, you know, when they first started talking about Taken King and the changes that they were making to Crucible, they kept telling us that they're going to, you know, fix the loot and you're going to get loot based on performance. And that just isn't the case. I mean, there's some matches that, yeah, the top people will get good loot and everyone else below that won't. But that was not the majority of the cases when I was playing Crucible. Probably put in 20 games, and maybe 2 games the top players got legendary rewards, and the rest of the time it's usually the players in the bottom 3 that are getting the awards. And I'm not saying that those people don't deserve random awards because they're random, but I'm saying that if you fix something, if you tell us you're fixing something, it better have the appearance of being fixed. Because right now, like, it doesn't make any sense how it's done. It doesn't make sense that, you know, 1 and 2 will get blues, and then number 3 will get nothing, then 4 will get a legendary, 5 will get coins, and then 6 will get, you know, a pair of boots. It doesn't make any sense that way. Like, there's no correlation to, you know, performance and awards in the Crucible right now. It's just not there, and it doesn't make much sense to me. I mean, I think it almost might be better if, you know, you just get a token per match that you play, and you can go turn them into shacks and buy stuff. And I know a lot of people will be upset, oh, it just depends on how many games you play. Well, yeah, that's, you know, that's fine, because that's kind of how it works now anyway. I mean, the more games you play, the better chance you get at getting something just by the number of games you're playing. You know, sure, you can play one game and you can get, you know, I haven't seen any exotics drop, but I've seen legendaries drop. You can play one game and get a legendary, that's fine, but that's not the majority of the time. I mean, if you put in, you know, 50 Crucible matches, you know, you should be able to maybe go buy a legendary or something. Because there's a lot of people that play a lot that don't get anything, and it's not worth it. I mean, they still play because that's what they like to do. They're into the PvP side. But there's just no real drive or reward for playing Crucible over and over again. I mean, there's an off chance you might pick something up, but it doesn't happen enough to really justify it. For me, there's not. And I don't think, and there are people that like to play PvP just because that's what they like to do. That's the game that they're playing. They don't really care about the PvE. They could be light level 240 and they don't care. They're playing PvP because that's why they bought Destiny, for that experience. And I think they need something a little bit more also. I mean, there's quests that you can do, but I just don't think it's the same. I think you get better opportunities playing PvE with, like, the 3 of coins, doing strike playlists, and having better opportunities to get better loot all the time on a quicker basis compared to PvP. So I think there needs to be a little bit more incentive, maybe a PvP vendor. We already have those, but there's no, you know, currency for that. You just, you know, you grind 150 marks and then you spend it and then you got to start all over again. And that just doesn't make much sense. And I don't think it's very rewarding for the people that mostly do PvP. So, I mean, just a couple thoughts that I had on the current state of PvP and what, you know, how it's going to be. Tomorrow, Tess is coming to the tower. So we're going to see how much money, how much silver it costs to buy an emote and how many emotes are available. They said 18. So we'll see what they are. See if, you know, they vary in price due to their rarity. Whether it's a rare, saying rare rarity is weird. I don't understand why they keep using that. It's like, don't call something in your rarity tiers rare, because then it's just redundant. It's the rare rarity. We'll see how much a rare rarity emote costs or an exotic emote costs. And we'll see if those prices are what we thought they were, if they're too high, if they're too low, if people are going to be into these emotes and throwing money at their screen. And we'll just have to wait till tomorrow morning and see what happens. So until then, I'll see you guys tomorrow, day 20. Again, if you have questions or comments, hit me up on Twitter. Until then, peace.